Welcome to Insignium Bits, conversations about breakthrough, innovation, and transformation.
Hi, everyone. This is Ashley Tappan. I'm a consultant at Insignium. Welcome back to Insignium's Bits, breakthrough, innovation, and transformation. Today, I'm joined by my colleague, partner at Insignium, Jennifer Zimmer. Hi, Jen. Thanks so much for joining on this podcast today.
Hi, Ashley. Thank you for having me.
I asked Jen to join us today to take a deeper dive into what transformation means within organizations. So, Jen, at Insignium, we've talked about transformation for over 35 years, and I'd love to have you give us a bit more insight into why transformation is a business imperative, and what is it?
Yeah, that's great, Ashley. Thank you. Thank you for that question. You know, I think that what's important here is that before we talk about what transformation is, we talk about what it's not. And, you know, what it's not is like incremental improvement. What it's not is, you know, really relying on the way we've always done it. It's not change. So many business leaders think like, oh, I need to have a big transformation. And they think that that means a big change. And a few things need to be in place in order to have transformation, Ashley. You and I need to be able to first of all, see our unexamined assumptions, our hidden beliefs, all the things that are kind of in the background that are shaping whatever it is I need to transform. So another way to say that is I've got to let go of my past way of thinking to really be able to dwell inside what transformation is, for something to emerge in a space of transformation. So I've got to be able to complete my past. The other thing transformation is not, it's not more, it's not or better. It's not comparing. So it's not comparing the way something was to the past. So I think that that shapes up kind of what it's not. But what it is something really exciting. At Insignium, we say that transformation is actually the birthing of or the genesis of a new realm of possibility. You could even say a new realm of many possibilities. So when we work with organizations to go to work at a transformational initiative, we go to work at revealing what's limiting them, then unhooking them from whatever's limiting them from the past.
Yeah, I hear in what you're talking about the past a lot and the importance of that not creeping in. That's got to be, I mean, it's hard for us. It's got to be so hard for clients and what they deal with and what they've learned that has had them be successful.
Exactly. So, and most of that actually is hidden from their view. So they don't even realize they're coming from the past. For them, it's just the way it is. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit like, you know, changing the lenses of your glasses. Or let's say you had a pair of sunglasses on. You know, if you were wearing rose-colored sunglasses, and after a while, initially it would feel like new, but after a while, it would just become the way it is. Mm-hmm. Everything would be seen through that rose-colored glass. So when we talk about transformation, we really are committed to really letting go and completing that past and actually breaking open to create a whole new space for the future, breaking away from that past way of thinking. So it's coming from transformation is about coming from a whole new place, Ashley, and being able to create and invent what you want that future to look like.
So we talk a lot, Jen, as you know, about breakthrough results. And I'm curious what you would say transformation means to you as a catalyst for breakthrough results.
So that's, a really, really, really great question. So when people are operating inside of a transformed mindset, they see new opportunities. They see new pathways for growth. They see really exciting and compelling, inspiring ideas that then they can turn into practical, grounded opportunities to execute. And in this space is where true breakthrough lives. But who you and I need to be to discover that is curious and open to creating and discovering those breakthroughs. But that's really what happens in this realm of transformation, is that's where breakthroughs are discovered. Mm-hmm. And specific measurable results. So when we talk about breakthrough, it's not just an idea. It's about making the result happen.
So as we approach the last months of 2021, and we're finally inching our way towards, hopefully a pandemic-free era, why do you think we need transformation, and why is it more relevant than ever?
Well, I think the last year really, again, a great question. I think the last year really showed us what's possible when, unfortunately, you know, our backs are up against the wall with biotech like Pfizer and Moderna and AstraZeneca and J&J creating these breakthrough medicines in a record time. You know, you saw a lot of transformation happen there with the global partnerships that got created and, you know, just people challenging the way they've always done it. Why I think it's really important is just because we're facing so many global issues right now, just with climate change and rising inflation rates, you know, the era intervening in the era of great resignation. You know, how do organizations retain employees? There's a lot of challenges there, and we can't bring the same level of thinking to those challenges that we've been doing for the last 10 or 20 years. We know employees want something different. Look what's happening with so many organizations redesigning the workspace. And it's really challenging business leaders to let go of the past, the way they've always done it, to invent and create something unknown.
That's great. That's it for our conversation about transformation. We'd love to hear what you think and where you're finding transformation in your work. Thanks again for joining us today, Jen, and discussing transformation's role at Insignium and how we spread it.
Thank you, Ashley. It was great to be here.
Over 30 years ago, Insignium pioneered the field of organizational transformation. Please continue to our library in the episodes page of your podcast tool of choice.